is sometimes a little bit of a different service as people are still waking up. Glad you made it. Glad you made the leap forward. And today, the second Sunday in Lent, the main theme is to remember. To remember. We remember our sins, and yet at the same time, we sometimes forget the love, the grace, and the mercy of God. We sometimes forget that God always remembers us. We pray that God would bless us today as we hear His word and receive His gifts. A couple of words about our worship service for this morning. Our opening hymn is number 615, When in the Hour of Deepest Need. Following that hymn, we'll follow Divine Service Setting 3, page 184 and following. The propers for the day are on the inside of the bulletin. The readings are on the back. Brief outline of the service is on the edge. We'll make sure we're on the right page at the right time. I think I would be remiss if I didn't say just a couple of words about some of the worry, the nervousness, and in some cases, some of the downright panic that is going on in our world, and now more recently here in the state of Nebraska. First of all, there has never been a recorded case of anybody getting sick ever from drinking out of the common cup. I've got some Bureau of Medical Science articles on the information booth, if you're curious about that. We are to live our lives, and we have taken precautions here at Good Shepherd for, the last 20 years or so, where the pastors wash their hands multiple times on Sunday, and we have the antibacterial stuff all over the congregation. If you don't want to shake hands at the end of the service, you are perfectly free in the gospel not to, or you are free to if you want. So this is, in some respects, something very new, and in other respects, nothing new at all. And we pray that God would bless our leaders and our medical people that would bring some sanity and some healing to this very, very difficult situation. So, with that in mind, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you this day and we ask that you would remember not our sin, but instead remember your mercy, your grace, your love, your peace, your gift of Jesus for sinful human beings like us. Heavenly Father, bless us with the gift of faith that we would remember and give thanks for the forgiveness, life, and salvation that is won by His perfect life, obedient death, and glorious resurrection. Heavenly Father, bless us not only during this holy season of Lent, but bless us each and every day with your love, your grace, and your mercy. All these things, Lord, we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus, crucified and risen to take away the sin of the world.
Amen.
Amen. Hymn 615.
Thank you.
Divine Service Setting 3, page 184, in your hymnal, page 184. Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth?
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in this den, by the command of our Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This time we sing together the introit as it's printed in our bulletin.
Remember your mercy, Lord, and your steadfast love, for they have been of old. Let not my griefs exalt over me. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. To
let us pray. O God, you see that of ourselves we have no strength. By your mighty power, defend us from all adversities that may happen to the body, and from all evil thoughts that may assault and hurt the soul. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament lesson this morning for the second Sunday in Lent comes from the book of Genesis, chapter 32. The same night he arose and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 children, and crossed the ford of the Yabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream, and everything else that he had. And Jacob was left alone. And a man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he touched his hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day has broken." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." And he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then he said, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked him, "Please tell me your name." But he said, "Why is it that you ask my name?" And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, saying, "For I have seen God face to face, and yet my life has been delivered." The sun rose upon him as he passed Penuel, limping because of his hip. Therefore, to this day, the people of Israel do not eat the sinew of the thigh that is on the hip socket, because he touched the socket of Jacob's hip on the sinew of his thigh. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to
The epistle lesson is from the book of Romans, chapter 5. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. Hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 15th chapter. Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon." But he did not answer her a word. And his disciples came and begged him, saying, "Send her away, for she is crying out after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." And he answered, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire." And her daughter was healed instantly. This is the gospel of our Lord. We confess our faith with the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
You may be seated for our hymn of the day, hymn 754, "Entrust Your Days and Burdens."
Thank you. In the name of Jesus, amen. You know, just before our gospel text today, Jesus had been feeding thousands, preaching, and healing the sick. But also, Jesus had just been rejected in his own hometown. His cousin John, preaching the way to repentance, had just been beheaded. Then, Pharisees and scribes came out to investigate him. The law of the land was coming for Jesus. That brings us to our text today. Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon. On one hand, preaching, feeding, healing, quite the true church. Yet also, on the other hand, being rejected, the killing of his cousin John, and the law of the land chasing after him. How annoying! Any one of us would have been easily annoyed. But we get easily annoyed, especially by others. When you're at work or when you're at school, who is it that easily annoys you? There's someone that you regularly avoid. Think of them. What's their name? What are they like? Well, they're nothing like you, right? It would be great if they just quit or got fired or moved away. We even get easily annoyed at church. Who here gets on your nerves? Think of them. They're nothing like you, right? It would be great if they just changed churches. Love thy neighbor, except for him, except for her. In fact, there is someone in each and every one of your pasts that you now rejoice over because they don't annoy you anymore. They quit their job. They got fired. They moved far away. They no longer come to church. For whatever reason, they are no longer a part of your life. And you have rejoiced over this? Right next to you, Satan was rejoicing with you. The disciples in today's gospel, they wanted to rejoice in the same way. The disciples were also feeling pestered, annoyed. They wanted to avoid more trouble for their master? No. They wanted to avoid more trouble for themselves. Look at the text. For she is crying out after us. This Canaanite, this Greek, this Gentile was nothing like them. She comes forward and cries out, "Have mercy on me." Crying out like a Jew, "O Lord, Son of David, my daughter is severely oppressed by a demon." The disciples are irritated, annoyed, and they beg Jesus, "Send her away. for she is crying out after us. It would be great if she were just gone. It would be great if Jesus would just send her away. It sounds familiar. The disciples were annoyed, irritated. Jesus did not answer her a word. Jesus responds to her plea for help. I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And again, it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. Was Jesus annoyed? Look again at the gospel. Did Jesus say no? Jesus did not answer her a word. The answer to the woman's plea for mercy was not yes or no. It was wait. But then Jesus says, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Did Jesus just say that she was not one of these lost sheep? No. Jesus was giving her an opening. To this opening, the woman says, Lord, help me. Jesus replies, it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. Did Jesus just call her a dog? Did Jesus finally have enough of this woman annoying him? No. Look at the word of God. Jesus gives the Canaanite woman an opening to confess her faith. This woman, this Canaanite, if she had any sort of pride in herself, she could have begged, then Jesus, let me be one of your children instead of one of the dogs. This woman instead is willing to be a dog. Willing to beg for mercy. While the disciples were begging to have her sent away, she says, yes, Lord, even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Giving up all pride, this woman was content to beg like a dog. Jesus answered her, O woman, how great is your faith. The Canaanite woman's faith is great. Jesus said so. This woman's faith isn't grasping at straws. Her faith isn't reaching out to thin air, hoping that she'll get lucky, that maybe this guy will heal her daughter. This Canaanite's faith grips onto something real. God. God in the flesh, Jesus Christ. This woman whom the disciples wanted to avoid was gripping for a mere crumb, a crumb from her Lord's table. Jesus sees this faith in her. Jesus is the only one who can free her daughter of a demon. He who has complete power and control over Satan and all his demons. He who has complete power and control over Satan, who rejoices when you're annoyed. Our faith also grips on to something real, our faith grips onto God in the flesh, who goes and dies and rises for us. Goes and dies and rises for his disciples. His disciples that were so annoyed by this woman. He goes to the cross and dies and rises for this Canaanite woman. Jesus has gone to the cross and died and rose for all those people in your life that you avoid. All those people that you are annoyed by. Those lost sheep. You were a lost sheep. Jesus Christ was crucified for you, rose for you, because he was not annoyed by you. Instead, he loves you entirely, forgives you entirely. You are one of those people that annoyed others. But now, you, the lost sheep, have been found. Not only that, you've been adopted. Adopted by God in baptism. For all those moments that you were annoyed with someone being around you, Jesus died for you, for that specific sin, for all of your sins. For all the moments that you rejoiced when someone no longer came to this church, Jesus goes to the cross and dies for both of you. God the Father, instead of being annoyed by the sin of the entire world, sent his only Son so that you did not have to pay with your life. And Jesus does not get annoyed by those who beg for mercy from him. Instead, the risen Christ sees your faith and gives you the opening to express the fruits of your faith. Lord, help me. Remember your mercy, O Lord. In Lent, in our faith, we realize all the things that we have done wrong. God's word has told us so. We realize how wrong we are when we judge others. How wrong we are when we avoid them. When we wish they would go away because we are annoyed. We realize that we rejoice when another one of God's own children no longer comes here. Rejoicing in the absence of God's creation that he loves, we deserve death. Being annoyed by another one of God's own children, we deserve hell. We need to be reminded to beg for mercy. To beg, like the Canaanite woman, Lord, help me. Martin Luther, on his deathbed, in his famous last words, "We are all just beggars." As for me, and as I've heard from some of you, I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. And I would rather come and kneel at my master's table and beg for a fallen crumb than be anywhere else on a Sunday morning. is a crumb that completely forgives you, heals you, and gives you peace. Amen. May the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. We pray to God for a clean heart and a right spirit as we sing our offertory on page 192. Please stand.
Seated. Again, welcome in the name of Jesus. This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this day. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of a God who loves us in Jesus Christ with forgiveness, life, and salvation would be yours today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings.
cry out to you for mercy. Consider our afflictions and troubles, and forgive all our sins. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Remember, O Lord, our synodical president, our district president, our circuit visitor, our pastors, all pastors in Christ. Forgive their sins, strengthen their faith, empower them always to steadfastly proclaim repentance and the forgiveness of sins in Christ's name. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Remember, O Lord, our nation and its leaders. Guide them in the direction you would have them go, that peace and prosperity, truth and justice, religion and piety may dwell in our land. Heavenly Father, grant them wisdom, grant our nation peace. Remember also those who serve in our armed forces, that they would serve with integrity and honor. Lord, in your mercy, remember, Lord, all those experiencing harmful addictions. Be merciful to them and graciously provide them with the help they need to break free of the chains that hold them. Strengthen all those whose vocations put them in a position to assist them. Lord, in your mercy, remember, O Lord, those who are sick, hospitalized, in treatment, undergoing surgery, or recovering, and all who are in need, especially Jim, Tom, Jan, Cecilia, Barb, Leanne, Todd, John, Brooke, Rita, Harley, Mark, the family of Dolores Manning, the family of Roger Durr, all those that we remember in our hearts. Comfort them with your presence, sustain their faith through your gracious promises, and bring healing to them as you will and know to be best. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Remember, Lord, that even dogs eat the crumbs from their master's table. We are unworthy to partake of the divine food offered to us here in the very body and blood of Christ. And yet you have prepared a place for us all the same in this holy meal. Fill us with Christ's life and love that we might depart in his peace, which surpasses all understanding. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Service of the Sacrament, page 194.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who overcame the assaults of the devil and gave his life as a ransom for many, that with cleansed hearts we might be prepared joyfully to celebrate the Paschal feast in sincerity and truth. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus, strengthen and preserve you in both body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in peace and joy. Your sins are forgiven.
Amen.
We sing the Nunc Dimittis, page 199. Please stand as you're able.
Lord,
give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Please remain standing for our closing hymn, 422. On my heart, imprint your image. Seated. Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus. Kids, know the routine. Go get some goodies. We'll be back in here in about 10 minutes or so for our Sunday school opening. Encourage you to check out the Good Shepherd news and notes. All the activities for the days and weeks ahead are listed there. We do have a couple of unique things. Public school is on break. This week, there's spring break, and so we have no midweek classes. We'll still have everything else like we do for a Lenten Wednesday. two worship services, 4 and 6:30. Fellowship meal starting at 4:30 to 6:15. Bible study and choir and all those things. Just no midweek, this Wednesday only. This Wednesday only. On Saturday, March 21, we have a real milestone coming up, and we have a birthday party for our Good Shepherd member. She's been shut in for quite some time, Leola Cranky. She'll be 100 years old. 100 years old. There's an address, card shower, you know the routine. And so we're all busy. Take a moment, get a card, fire it off, and make Leola's day. And just a true, true sweetheart. You can check out everything else that is there. One opportunity for Bible study today in the fellowship hall. We are wrapping up our Bible study on Romans 4 and 5. We'll look at the last couple of verses in Romans 5. We'll be starting a new Bible study in the fellowship hall starting next week, and that will be on the biblical foundation and the history of worship. Should be a fun worship as well. Pastor, anything else?
In the back, you do see the sample pyramids that we made. We did order fabric. We have about 5 or 6 of the 8 colors paid for, so there's still a few places left if you want to help support new pyramids for the church sanctuary. It's about $150 a set is what we're estimating, and so if you'd like to help out with that, please talk with me.
Okay. Also, I know it's still a few weeks away, but we do have a sign-up sheet out there for Easter lilies and adorning our congregation with Easter lilies. If you can help with that, that's an opportunity that you have. Good job today, Vicar. I was going to say that it was less annoying than usual, but I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to go there. Please join us for coffee and goodies in the fellowship hall, a study of God's word. Have a great day in the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ.